the Afghanistan link-ups on Garrison FM with Poppy Scotland.
I'm Mark McKenzie. We're linking up now with Three Scots in Afghanistan. We can speak to Lieutenant Bobby Stewart from Three Scots. Bobby, good to speak to you. And first of all, what's your role in Afghanistan with Three Scots then?
I'm currently a platoon commander with one senior Highland platoon out in Afghanistan at the moment. And so far, I'm really enjoying it.
How many's in your platoon?
I've got 29 in my platoon at the moment. Everyone's settled in well. We've been out almost for 2 months now, and time at the moment seems to be flying. The guys are really confident with, you know, out on patrol and kind of our requirement and our job that we're doing at the moment.
And what about the locals? How are they with you?
The locals, they're very on-side, very friendly. You'll have children running up, kind of high-fiving the patrols as you kind of patrol along through the bazaar. So it's really good atmospherics.
It must be strange, I suppose, the first time that happens, but you must have a wee smile on your face as well, do you, when something like that happens with the kids?
Yes, definitely. Really reassuring for the guys and us. And you always have a smile on your face, and you can see the guys enjoying themselves as you patrol along.
As far as Afghanistan's concerned, you've deployed before, I'm guessing?
No, I haven't deployed before. I joined a battalion just after they got back from the last tour, so I've kind of seen my platoon all the way through from the build-up through Kenya and then through pre-deployment training over the last 6 months.
Okay, we've been linking up with one Scots who are just back from Kenya. Did you find that Kenya was a pretty good template for what Afghanistan's proved to be so far for you?
Kenya's very much built on the kind of a hybrid foundation training, so it's a generic training in our training year. But it does give you some basic fundamentals of soldiering, and it was a hard exercise, but it really, so far it's been proving very useful.
And back home's Edinburgh for you, Murrayfield in Edinburgh. Who would you like to say hello to back home?
I would like to say hello to my mum and dad and brother and sister, Charles and Thurrock. Kind of thanks for all the parcels and letters, and keep them coming. Mum, I'm pleased to hear she's still top of the letter list at the moment.
Has it got a bit competitive?
Well, I suggested that she wasn't number one, and she's kind of upped her game and got a letters now.
Excellent. Bobby, good to speak to you. Thank you very much for your time today.
Cheers, thanks very much.
We can speak to Corporal Rory Wedgwood now. And Rory, the deployment for you, has it been much about what you expected so far?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the training obviously goes into the worst case scenario. I mean, luckily we've not actually encountered that yet. But it's been good. The locals are a lot more on side than we thought. It's quite a sort of peaceful area that we've been working in.
We were just speaking to Lieutenant Bobby Stewart, and he was saying about the locals high-fiving them, etc. And that makes a huge difference for you guys, isn't it, if you've got that kind of atmosphere with the locals and that kind of rapport with the locals?
Yeah, it does. It makes a lot of difference. It was quite surprising. I mean, obviously, it doesn't take away from the fact that we've still got to be on our toes every time we go out on the ground, because the situation could change. But, I mean, the kids love us. They're always up asking us for chocolate and trying to get sweets off us.
And as far as the chocolates and the sweets are concerned, parcels are important to you guys as well, and a great boost for morale. Are you getting many parcels coming out your way?
Yeah, I've had quite a few parcels from the family, mainly from my mum and my girlfriend, which have been very gratefully received, especially the fact that I managed to get some chocolate over and it didn't actually melt.
That's always a plus, isn't it? As far as the environment's concerned and your living conditions and all that, how would you rate those?
It's not actually that bad. I mean, we're on sort of camp beds inside tents, but I've lived in worse conditions.
And what about the heat? It's starting to cool down a wee bit?
Yeah, I mean, we're still hitting probably mid-20s during the afternoon, but I mean, it's starting to get quite cold at night. We're almost into our thick sleeping bags already.
Back home for you is Perth. You mentioned your mum and your girlfriend.
Yeah, just a big shout out to my mum and my dad, Elizabeth and Jim from Ochterarba. And a big shout out to Kimberly Graham. We'll miss you loads, and I can't wait to see you in R&R.
Good to speak to you, Rory. Thank you for your time today.
Okay, no problem. Cheers.
I'm Mark McKenzie in Drycombe Barracks in Edinburgh. We're linking up once again with Three Scots of Black Watch in Afghanistan, and we can speak to Private Jamie McMillan. Jamie, the deployment for you so far, has it more or less met your expectations?
To be honest, I think it's been a lot quieter than I probably thought it'd be. And the locals have been a lot more on side than envisaged to be. They've got a lot of briefs telling us that it was a friendly area, but it's surprising how friendly they are towards ISAF.
Take me through a typical day for you at the moment.
Typical day, normally back at the PB, we'll do a couple of patrols per day. That could range from a couple of hours up to probably a maximum of 4 hours. They could be for any reason. There's all different ones, from reassurance patrols to reassure the locals, and also to work with the ANSF, part of them, and other ones which are more kind of classed as against the enemy to disrupt them and deny them any freedom of movement within the area. And then within that we'll also do guard duty on the PB. So a busy day.
Okay.
I'll hit the gym, obviously, for that matter.
Yeah, and that's a good thing, isn't it? I suppose when you finish, you've got time to be able to do that in your downtime.
Yeah, to be honest, you just can. You need to keep yourself busy, although you're in patrols, you're doing guard. A lot of time you will be sitting about, so you've got the time and it gives you the kind of the drive to go and do that and get yourself nice and fit.
Okay, back home, who's back home that you'd like to say hello to?
Back home, most important I would have to say is my fiancée. I'm getting married next September, so she's been really good. She's very good on the phone, doesn't give me a hard time, and she sends me lots of parcels. Besides that, my mum and dad send me a couple of parcels a week, so they're fantastic as well, and the rest of my family, obviously.
What's your fiancée's name?
Michaela.
Michaela, excellent. Okay, well, you've just passed on all your love. Good to speak to you, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
The Afghanistan Link-Ups on Garrison FM.
With Poppy Scotland supporting our heroes, visit poppyscotland.org.uk.